This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
What has you up at night? The economy? The divided government? Jobs? The GST? Dengue? Malaysians worry about a lot of issues, and many of those things are outside of our control, while worrying just compounds the grief.
According to a study by the University of Surrey in the United Kingdom, worrying can have long-term chronic health consequences, including cardiovascular disease. How do you stop? Well, while exercise is a commonly prescribed cure for easing your worries, it's considered better than relaxant drugs because it releases feel-good hormones. You don't have to break a sweat to calm your fears.
This is 5 for Fortune, bringing you 5 do's or don'ts to help you navigate the challenging world of business. I'm Maya Tan.
I'm Angeline Tay. Here are 5 actions you can take to keep your mind off of your troubles.
Number 1.
Change your bedtime. If you like to stay up late at night, you might be feeding your inner worrier. Researchers at Binghamton University in New York found that people who go to bed very late and sleep for short amounts of time are more overwhelmed with negative thoughts than those who keep more regular sleeping hours. They tend to worry about the future and dwell over past events, and they have a higher risk of anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, and obsessive-compulsive disorder. And one of the study's researchers also say, making sure that sleep is obtained during the right time of day might actually be a cheaper and easier to adopt strategy for people who are bothered by intrusive thoughts.
Number 2.
Smell a grapefruit. Breathing in certain aromas can help reduce stress. In a study at James Cancer Hospital in Columbus, Ohio, researchers tested the effect of pleasant-smelling essential oils by diffusing them in the central nurse's station. Oncology nurses who frequently suffer from work-related stress, compassion fatigue, and burnout reported significant improvements in tension, worry, and demands over the course of the study. One of the essential oils tested was grapefruit, which is refreshing and revitalizing and helped boost the body's feeling of energy and happiness. I can imagine it now.
I can imagine the smell too.
Number 3.
Breathe slowly. Deep breathing, also called yoga breathing, is known to lower stress and anxiety. In his book, Spontaneous Happiness, A New Path to Emotional Well-being, Andrew Weil suggests using a technique he calls the 4-7-8 breath as a calming practice and tool to use when you're feeling upset. So first, you have to exhale completely through your mouth, then inhale through your nose for a count of 4. Hold your breath for 7 seconds, then exhale through your mouth for a count of 8. It's not possible to breathe deeply and be anxious at the same time, he says. He also recommends using the 4-7-8 breath technique at least twice a day or whenever you feel stressed.
Number 4.
This next one is my favorite. Eat chocolate.
Ooh.
While sweets can cause you to have a sugar high and crash, researchers have found that a little chocolate can be beneficial for worriers. According to a study published in the Journal of Proton Research, dark chocolate can help calm your nerves. Participants who ate 1.5 ounces of dark chocolate a day for 2 weeks had reduced levels of stress hormones.
Does this explain why we're always quite happy at BFM?
Number 5.
Engage in forest therapy. In Japan, walking in the woods and listening to the sounds of nature has been known to reduce stress. Called Shinrin-yoku, which means forest bath in Japanese, the practice lowers stress hormone levels compared with walking in an urban area. So they did some studies on this, and the research showed that spending time within a forest setting can reduce psychological stress, depressive symptoms, and hostility, while at the same time improving sleep and increasing vigor and a feeling of liveliness. Anyway, this is what Eva Selhub and Alan Logan in their book Your Brain on Nature say. They also discovered that Japanese researchers found that 20 minutes of Shinrin-yoku compared with 20 minutes in an urban setting altered the blood flow in their brain in a manner that indicated a state of relaxation.
It's hard to get out to a forest though for those of us in the Klang Valley.
Yeah, but perhaps, you know, we can substitute by taking a walk in a neighborhood park like a TTDI Park, right? Mount Kiara as well. There's Lake Gardens. There's KLCC Park, although I don't recommend the KLCC
Park. There's the Frim. There's also a Frim Forest. I think there was once I had really bad sinus. I had a walk there and my nose was cleared.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. And even, you know, maybe driving to a nice green suburb has calming effects.
That's true. I find walking around homes and hearing familiar sounds like the roti man or children playing badminton in their porches can trigger fond childhood memories as well.
And those were 5 tips to help you stop worrying. This has been 5 for Fortune with Maya Tan and Angeline Tay on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.